opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle Relationship Talk Show. Our other co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews, is out of town tonight for a family emergency, but we have a couple of guests here with us tonight. We have
studio.
Our good friend Katie Garrett from Heavenly Donuts. Welcome.
Hi.
And we also have Jennifer Morgan from
your BFF.
My BFF. There we go.
Yep. I'm from all over the place.
It's Jennifer Morgan.
Just an all-around marvelous person.
Aw, thank you.
You are. You both are.
Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. You can also text L at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message L or me. Ask L or run them at Facebook on Messenger. And because Lenny's not here tonight to tell us about our sponsor, I am going to nominate our producer, Tyler.
Oh, Taylor, thank you. I feel so special. I'm like,
tell us about our great sponsor.
All right. Well, KNS Staffing Solution is the source for your workforce. They have branches in Redding, of course, here in Bocelli Lane. They also in Southern California, because we have listeners from all over. They have Reno and Inland Northwest, Emerald Coast, Florida, really anywhere you could want to be. And they take care of you from top to bottom. They not only match the employer with the right employee, but vice versa. If you're going in there looking for the, you know, job of your dreams, these are the guys that can take care of it for you. Again, this is KNS Staffing Solutions, the source for your workforce, Northern California, Bocelli Lane. Go check them out. How's that?
Is there a number? Do they have a number?
Oh, you know what? I should find a phone number.
Okay, so on our next commercial.
I know what
break.
It is.
You know what it is?
Oh, it's just
the same
phone.
As ours. 530-605-4517.
Oh, 4517. I think it's the same thing on that
same
one.
As ours. All right, well, thank you. That was very nice.
Thank you so much, Tyler.
And
good job.
We would like to thank KNS for sponsoring us.
Yeah. Amazing.
Appreciate
company.
It. Good company.
Yep, great company.
All right. L.
Yep.
What the L are we talking about?
We're talking about relationships. Imagine that.
Relationships. We're going to go back around to where we started, kind of.
Yeah, we really are. I mean, this is a talk show that started rather serendipitously. I was invited to be a guest on Carl and Linda's show one morning. Started talking about relationships, and then they just said, you need your own show. So we started our show talking about differences between men and women, which usually ends up being a fun and interesting subject for most people. And then we branched out from there to all kinds of topics. And we're coming back around to do some of the earlier stuff that we did because it really is never not timely.
And when you're going to start, you asked me to be a co-host to your relationship talk show. And I'm like,
yes.
Me? I don't think my friends are going to laugh. Me doing a relationship show? Hey, I know what not to do.
It's perfect.
Perfect.
That's yeah. a good
and
start,
it's just grown. It's
and
been
so it's
fun.
Grown. We've been almost 2 years now.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. So we thought maybe we have new listeners. We thought we should go back around.
Yeah, cover the stuff. This stuff doesn't get old.
Basic.
No,
yeah. Men and women relationships.
People want to hear it, and there's a lot of really good resources too out there, and. I try to pull from those resources, and if you guys have dived into some of that, dove in.
There you go.
Dove
in.
Delved in.
There you go.
Into it. You know some of the major authors that are out there. John Gray, of course, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. And so we're going to just talking about,
I read the book.
Did I self-surprise there?
No, I read it. It didn't help, though, apparently.
I'm trying to mask my surprise.
I had to get married two more times after that. I don't know.
Are you guys familiar with the book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus? So
it's on my bookshelf at home.
Have you read it, though?
I have read it.
Okay. You know, and I take my hat off to you, Tyler, because you and your wife really seem to implement the concepts that we talk a lot about.
It's a lot of work
in our station.
It's exactly. a lot of work. But this one is on my bookshelf. So is Love Languages. Both of them are at home
on your bookshelf and have been read.
Yes, they have been read. Not recently, and I'm reminded of that sometimes.
You probably should revisit it.
Yeah, probably.
Gentle reminder.
No, you guys actually gave me a pass for that. Oh, you know what I heard on the show, and then I can go home. You see,
think and talk about it, and then have a conversation. And
works for me really well. Get paid to do it too.
Well, hopefully, we have a lot of listeners that do that too.
Absolutely.
I hope we have our regular listeners in tonight.
Yeah.
Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, chime in. Again, phone number while I'm at it is 530-605-4567.
Okay, thank you. So the first thing I'm going to dive into about some of the, because I said tonight we're going to talk about the differences between men and women, and somebody texted me and said differences with a question mark. I'm like, I don't know where to go with that question mark. I think some of them are pretty obvious. But one of the big differences between men and women is our communication styles. And most people understand that, but maybe we don't know why the differences happen in communication styles. And so I just want to talk a little bit about that, where when men, probably one of the biggest things is when men are communicating to get to a point or solve a problem.
Do we have a point?
Yeah. What's the point or what's the problem? And so when a man, and this is where relationships get in trouble, when a man, I almost wanted to break into song.
When a man loves a woman. Oh, man, you know what? That was not half bad.
All right, we need to start a band.
Three-part harmony, let's do it. I got free time right now, come on.
I got to get serious about this. How do I come back from that?
It's the rain.
The raindrops keep falling.
Oh, God.
All right, Tyler.
We could do a whole night of that.
I'm going a whole other direction there. Oh, anyway, so what I was trying to say is when a man is listening to a woman and she's talking, when the way he's listening to her is he's listening for, okay, she's going to make a point, and I want to know what the point is.
And fix it.
And the point never comes. Or he's listening for the problem. Because what he wants to do is what he would do for himself or for his friends, because when men talk, they communicate their problems, and then they put their problem-solving hat on, and it's a very noble thing that they want to do. I want to solve the problem. So when a man is listening to a woman and he hears a problem, he's thinking, oh, I'm going to put my problem-solving hat on, and I'm going to solve this problem for her, because if I solve this problem for her, it's going
to
take away her pain.
Solving
the problem is going to make her feel better. I'm going to take her pain away. So when men are trying to fix it for us, they're really actually doing something so noble. They're wanting to make us feel better. If that person is our partner, he's holding himself accountable for our happiness. So he's wanting to take our pain away immediately. And then what do we say, which is baffling to him, a little bit shocking, takes him back as we say, I don't need you to fix it. I just want you to listen.
And they're trying to fix it, so we'll quit talking.
I think that what happens is they get overwhelmed because they're listening for the point or they're listening for the problem. And then we go on and on and on. Here's a problem, here's a problem, here's a problem. And then what happens in that process is it starts to sound like we are complaining. Mm-hmm. And what they don't know is that complaining sounds to them like they have messed up or we're mad at them or they've done something wrong. And so it begins for them to feel like, okay, what did I do wrong? I failed you. How did I fail you? Now you're pointing out all my problems. You're pointing out all my wrongs. And we're not doing that. We're venting. Mm-hmm. And in that venting, we're just needing to get it out. So I've said this so many times, you guys are probably tired of hearing it, but I talk about women have this emotional bucket of boat trash centered right in the middle of our body. And our way of solving our problem is to get it out. We got to get that emotional bucket of boat trash out. And it sounds as stinky as boat trash would smell to a man. It's just, and we go on and on. And so to the man, and I also want to add this, that a woman's voice to a man, a woman's voice registers in his brain in the same place music registers in a man's brain. Ooh. And so the tone of our voice can have a big impact on him. And so when we're going, whoa, 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 of course that's... Tyler's laughing.
You're getting me today.
Yeah. So he's, you know, yes, he's wanting that to stop because that is hard for him to hear that over and over. It feels like we're calling him a failure, blaming him, and somehow he's let us down. That's the worst feeling he wants. And then he's wanting to fix it. So we will carry on more about this topic after our
break.
Yes,
I want to hear more.
Okay.
When I met another woman.
That was great.
You can actually do this all right. Yeah, when...
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When it comes to dinner, you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Whether you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast, you'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm on this road, so I got my girl L. One time, one time. Hey, yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
Good evening, and welcome back to the Ask L Show.
This is L.
Were you going to introduce me, Ron?
No, yeah, this is L. And I'm Ron Lim, host to the Ask L Talk Show. We have a couple of great guests with us tonight, friends. Katie Garrett from Heavenly Donuts.
Thank you.
Good donuts. I'll just throw in a plug for you. While you're here.
Thank you.
And my other good friend, Jennifer Morgan, my BFF, actually. Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. We'd like to hear from you on this topic of men and women. And or you can actually text Elle at her number.
707-499-8999.
Thank you very much. Or you can message us on Facebook. Ask Elle and myself, Ron Lim, our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews, is out of town tonight for a family emergency. We miss her.
Yeah.
And so...
Yes.
Since she's not here, I'm going to ask our producer, Tyler, to tell us about our great sponsors, K&S Staffing.
I think I'll do better this time.
Oh,
you did great last time.
No, but watch this, though.
You did.
Okay.
But watch this, though.
K&S Staffing Solution, more like K-No-Stress Staffing Solutions, the source for your workforce on Bocelli Lane in Reading. And, of course, in Southern California and a couple other locations in Idaho and Nevada. So anywhere you could be listening to. All over the country, because we do have listeners. Call in Michaels. Where are the Michaels at?
Where are the Michaels at?
I don't know. But, you know, if they wanted to, they could find a location near them. And they really do set you up. You know, employees and employers, perfect match. They will work for you, whether you are an employee or an employer, to find the solution that you need. And I have not used this service because I do like my job. But if I had to, I would be going to K&S Staffing Solutions tomorrow morning. Take care of business.
Awesome. Tyler, what a great job. Thank you so much.
I told you, I'll get better on the third
that
one, too.
That was awesome.
Oh, you have the phone number now?
Oh, yes, I do. I have the phone number, and the phone number is 530-605-4517. Give them a call today.
Well, thank
awesome.
You for that.
Thank you.
And thank you, K&S Staffing, for our sponsoring this.
Sponsor, amazing company.
Okay, yeah. So we were talking about
relationships, and, I mean, this is a huge topic. We're going to be covering this topic for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe a few weeks.
It'll take at least that long just to talk about the women.
Your women?
Oh, wait. Did I?
Your
no,
women.
Just women.
You said the loud part quietly. I mean.
All right. You listeners out there, I am outwomaned here. Three to one. Oh, Tyler's back.
Well, yeah. Come on now.
Sorry for that. Well, it's three to two
three
still.
Three to two.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. So we left off talking about communication and relationships and communication styles. And it's really not even as much as a style as it is an ism. This is what men do. And I'm going to say that this is a generalization. There are exceptions to this. In fact, I had someone just text me and say, I identify more with the female version of this than the male version of this. So there are going to be exceptions.
Oh, sure.
But as a general rule, this is how it runs. And then, of course, in most relationships, you're going to have masculine energy and feminine energy. And sometimes women have a lot of masculine energy and some men have a lot of feminine energy. And so what you have to do in that case is you have to sort out who's carrying the masculine energy and kind of understand what their dynamic is going to be as opposed to the feminine energy and what that dynamic is going to be. But right now I'm talking in basically a generalization for the most part, and we were talking about communication styles and men listening for the point or the problem, and women really we're not communicating to get to a point. Or we kind of are expressing the problem, but we're venting. We're not looking for a solution as much as we're looking for relief. We want relief, and I always use the saying that for men to feel good, they have to do good. For women, for us to do good, we have to feel good. So we're constantly trying to assess and course correct and get our feelings
validation. Yeah. Validation, when a lot of women need the validation.
Yeah, and I wonder, you know, that's a good point, and that might go into love languages, love languages styles, which is another talk. We're going to go into that over the next couple of weeks of love languages. But, yeah, you're right. We need that support. When men are communicating, they're not going to be talking about their feelings. If you ask men, what are you? Some men do. Some men are good at it. But I'm saying for the most part, when you ask men, like, how are you feeling? Cold?
Yeah.
Hungry? There are, again, exceptions to the rule, but he's just communicating. And so for a man to go into that deep dive into his feelings for the most part, it takes him a while to get there. It takes him a while to figure out, well, where is my feeling and how do I find it? And then how do I think about it? How am I going to talk about it? And then solve it. So it's a much deeper dive for them, and therefore for men, a lot of times it's much harder to come back from an emotional argument or conversation.
Well, I get those kind of texts, long, long ones, you know, real emotional.
Yeah.
And I'll just say, uh-huh.
Which probably then more text ensues.
I'm working on that. I'm thinking it takes a while to
because if a woman responds to another woman with two syllables, we know that. Sorry, I got distracted by you talking about who you're talking about.
Oh.
When women speak in two syllables to each other, we know you're mad at us. Yeah. If you're only communicating to me in two syllables, fine. I'm fine. And by the way, I've said this before, if a woman says she's fine.
No, we know that.
There's
don't
a man out there that I love. No, don't move. Don't breathe. Don't walk. Don't do anything. She's not fine.
Not fine. No.
No, there's that the women's language that we, yeah.
Yeah, I actually don't do that. I try to analyze. When someone says, what's wrong with you? I try to go, oh, is there something wrong with me? Okay, what am I doing? What am
I
feeling?
Like men have to
maybe
train,
I am.
Just
maybe.
Like men have to train themselves to be emotionally available. Women have to train themselves to think logically that way, I feel. No, I mean, I think that's fair.
I've had to train myself. Yeah, I've had to train myself to evaluate. Yeah.
You know, it's not like we're not trying to. It's just that literally when you ask us, what are you thinking about? If we're watching a ball game or whatever, we're literally not thinking about anything.
Yeah. So moving on to the next part of what we're talking about tonight are the emotional needs. I think this follows very well on what you were just talking about, men, we're just going to talk about the needs of men and what men need as opposed to what women need. And what you were talking about, Jennifer, is that men really need appreciation.
Yes.
And, yeah, appreciation.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And acknowledgement. And a lot of that has to do with respect. Men want respect. And if you ask a man if he'd rather be loved or respected, to him, being respected is being loved.
Yeah.
And that doesn't separate out. So for women, what would you rather be, respected or loved? And I think for us, it's like, well, we want to be valued and cherished and have that sense of understanding.
Well, men want to be the provider. I think over time and historically, society has brought us to that point where men have been the provider, and they want to be able to fix everything and take care of everything and be the breadwinner. And so it's important, you know, for them to feel like they are the leader of the family or the leader of the relationship.
Yeah. Men want to be, yes, providers and protectors. Men,
yes. Yep,
men wear a meat suit. And that meat suit is designed to go out and fight wars and be warriors and to... And again, I'm talking in generalizations, but that meat suit is to provide and protect.
Yeah.
It's men want to give their strength to their woman.
Mm-hmm.
A man that is trying to take strength from a woman is typically going to be a man that is very underdeveloped, immature, and possibly narcissistic. And if a man wants to be cherished, he wants his feelings cherished, and he wants to be respected, he's a little boy. He has not developed into manhood. He wants to do what he wants to do. He wants to be where he wants to be. He doesn't want any consequences for his actions. He wants to be validated regardless of what he does and doesn't want to be called to the carpet on anything. So, what's that look for, Ron?
No, I'm just...
Oh, okay.
exactly what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
What was that?
I'm processing it.
Yeah. Oh, you're processing it. Yes, yeah. So, you know, just understanding what women need. We want that connection. And men, I mean, here's the thing about men. They didn't get the hint book.
Oh, yeah.
Women, we are factory setting. We came packaged. Here's the operator's manual. We understand each other. It's a book of hints. We speak in hints.
Yes, we do.
Men don't.
No.
So it's very, very nice thing.
If you ask them a direct question, they're going to give you a direct answer.
Yes. And they want to know what you want. They want to know what you want because they want to be able to provide what it is that you want because what? They want you to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing to a man is for to know that the person that he's sworn himself to, that he can make that person happy. And a lot of relationships just derail because if a man, and men play to win, and if a man isn't winning, if he feels like he cannot be successful at making that person happy in time, he'll just be done. He's not winning. He feels like a failure. Worst feeling in the world for a man to feel is to feel like he's a failure.
Yeah.
Over and over and over. Yeah, that he's not able to make this person happy. I have failed. I can't make this person happy. That's very defeating. And... it'll be very hard for him to continue his level of wanting to be there and show up and provide and protect. And then on the other hand, you know, for women, we want to be cherished and valued and connected with. And so for women, and there's an interesting study that's been done that predicts what the success of a relationship. And I forget who did the study. You can look it up. The success of a relationship by the predictability, this one scientist who, or psychologist who did this study could predict within typically just a few hours of whether or not a couple was going to make it. And it was whether or not the couple acknowledged each other's bids for connection. So, for example, acknowledging a bid for connection would be you come through the door, I'm tired today. And the other person says, well, tell me about your day. What made you so tired? What happened today? I want to know about your day. That was a bid for connection. And then the other person says, this is what happened today. And so that connection, those bids for connections keep going. If you walk in and say, man, I was really tired. I'm really tired today. I worked so hard. And the other person goes, oh, you think you worked hard. Yeah. You didn't work nearly as hard as I did. You should have been where I was. So that bid for connection is disregarded.
Yeah.
And that's something you can learn to do. That's something you can, you know, grow in. And we will come back to this subject after our commercial break.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Good evening and welcome to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Talk Show, back from our little break. We also have with us a couple of guests, our friends, Katie Garrett with Heavenly Donuts, yum, and Jennifer Morgan, my BFF. Our number, oh, we also have Tyler, our producer. I'm going to mention him too.
Well, yeah. Thank you. And, sorry to see me back here.
He's almost a co-host. He's really almost
a co-host tonight. Well, yeah. He does a lot of.
I'm a moderator.
You're a moderator.
You know what?
Today.
That's a good way to put it.
You're a moderator tonight.
I'm a referee.
Yeah. Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. Please call in and share some thoughts with us. You can also text Elle at her number.
707-499-8999.
Or you can Facebook message us at Ask Elle and Ron Lim. Our co-host with the most cocoa, Lenny Matthews, is out for the night on a family emergency. We miss her. Hope she gets back soon. And with that, I'm going to let Tyler, our producer, step in and tell us about our sponsor.
All right. K&S Staffing Solution is the source for your workforce. If you're taking a drive here in Reading and you're going to pass the Dutch Brothers Coffee and you're going to see K&S Staffing Solutions, and you're going to think, well, what do they do? Well, What they do is they hook employer and employee up with the right relationship match, because this is a relationship show, and they will give you in the right work relationship by pre-screening and matching employees and candidates with their employers, and vice versa. If you live here in Reading, then you go down to Bocelli Lane. If you're listening elsewhere, they do have locations in Southern California, Reno, Idaho, and Florida. The phone number is 530-605-4517. Give them a call tonight. They might not get back to you, but they will in the morning. KNS Staffing Solutions.
All right.
Good job, good. Tyler.
I told you.
You are hired.
No. He's only hired Lenny.
No, Lenny's better than
him. No, you did a good job. But
well, he's hired for tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay, so, Elle, where were we?
Still trying to recover from you saying no.
Hey, well, you know what? He's honest. He's being honest, man.
So tonight we're talking about relationships and some of the differences between men and women that's, helpful. It's beneficial to really hear these things, say them out loud, acknowledge them. A lot of people can relate to it. Some people can't, but there are exceptions to the rule. And during our commercial break, Jennifer brought up a really good point, and that is, and I'm going to launch into that because this has to do with how we differ in our stress responses. And you were talking about how sometimes the way a man and a woman might deal with stress at the end of the day. And, you know, just sometimes that will look different. And the bids for I was just distracted by a caller whose name was put up there. So we're going to talk about, we're going to take our caller, and then when we're done taking our caller, we're going to talk about the different ways that men and women respond to stress. Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Hello, Auntie. How are you?
I am so good, and I'm so glad you called in. This is my nephew, Michael, who lives in Ohio, faithful listener, listens to our show every week. And is calling in.
Yes. So in my relationship, we did have to have like a conversation about our roles because we obviously are both men. And I know from my past relationships that I need to be kind of in charge, like head of the house type of situation.
Interesting.
But I'm also really terrible with money.
Okay.
So I came up with the idea of I'm the CEO of our relationship, and my fiance is the CFO.
That's
great. All the
decisions, like, this is what we want to do, and then he's like, okay, this is what we need to save, this is what our budget and everything is and we need to be in to make all these different things happen.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's fantastic, yeah. And it's honoring both of you in different ways. Well, thank you for that, Michael. I appreciate that input. A lot of people could benefit from doing it that way.
Good suggestion.
Yeah, good suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. Okay. You're welcome, guys. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
That's great.
My nephew, Michael, love him.
I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's good.
Mike and I did that. Certain things I always did, certain things he always did.
Yes. And there's really no masculine or feminine in that sense, really. There's always going to be one. Typically, there's going to be one in the relationship that's better.
The communication, too, between you.
Yeah, and sort that out. Let the person who's good with money manage the money. So manage how we manage stress, the different ways between men and women manage stress. I'm gonna paint a picture of this. And so you brought it up, Jennifer. You kind of triggered me on that, not triggered, but got me thinking about this. And, where a man, what men need transition time. Men need transition time to go from one event to another. And women, we slide in and out of events. We slide in and out of that. And we have to be made that way because we're designed to raise kids. And things are constantly changing. But...
You guys are multitaskers.
Yeah. We're just raising kids, and so things are constantly changing. And so, I mean, for a man, if he's in charge of the kid, for a woman, we're like, okay, you need to get his bath brushed, teeth brushed, pajamas on, clean, his snack, prayer time, all this. And the man's like, okay, if I keep him alive, I'm doing good. I've done my thing. Because men are single focused. So they're focused, I'm just going to keep the kid alive. I've done great.
Yep.
But, men need transition time, so they need time to go from one thing to another. And so what that might look like coming home is he's left work, and so when he's left work, he's transitioning to being underway. I'm underway. Now I'm going home. I'm underway. And then when he's underway, he's focused on getting home, and then he's gotten home. So then he's got to transition to now that he's home. Once he's home, then what he has to do is he has to take everything from the day and go put it away. It needs a place. It's got to be in its particular box. I forget who said men's brains are like waffles and women's are like spaghetti. Like you pull on a string of spaghetti, you don't know what's going to come up with it. But men have, their brain is waffles. Everything's got a spot it's going to go into its little box. And they even have a box that's empty. Like a man can think nothing. And I just don't even get that. A man can go to a place that's nothing.
Oh, yeah.
The nothing
absolutely.
Place. I'm place. So envious
it's
of that.
Peaceful. It's the best
but,
quiet. There. I love that place.
But I see, I just don't get it. Mm-hmm. But so when the man, and this is what I tell women, is when he comes home, we are immediately looking for connection. He comes home and we're like, oh, it's your dad, and I want to talk about my dad. And, gets this and, that and, that. And he has not made that transition. And so he hasn't put everything away. And until he puts everything away, he doesn't have a lot of space. He's got to go problem solve some of the problems, and sometimes that just looks like putting it on the back burner. And he doesn't have space for us until he's made that transition and put everything away. So I usually tell women, this is what it looks like. He'll come in, and whatever it is that he does, that he needs that space. It could be a bath. It could be reading the newspaper, going in the room. It could be a nap. Whatever that process is, what he will do then, he'll get everything put away, and then he'll come find you. And you'll know he's processed because he'll look for you. He'll come find you, and he'll say, so how was your day? Which usually means he's made the transitions. But what happens with women when he comes in and he walks past her and walks to the room and throws his boots off, and she's like, you don't even care about me. You don't even like me. She wants to immediately connect and talk, and he can't. So she's upset. He doesn't like her. He's not interested. Because women wouldn't do that. We wouldn't do that to each other. We just are always ready to talk about things and connect. So that is how men will deal. Men go to their man cave to problem solve, and that man cave could be a brain cave. It's a space that they go to where they isolate, they problem solve, they want to solve their problems on their own typically if they can't. And they're just designed this way. If they can't problem solve on their own, then they may ask a friend that is really good at knowing what it is that they need the solution to. And so when a man asks another man for help, they take it very serious. That's a honorable thing to do. So they're going to go to their man cave in their brain or in their room, solve their problem on their own. And so it's very different for women when we're stressed. What do we do, ladies? When we're
tell
stressed,
us. You tell us.
Yeah, please.
We tell
we
you.
Want yeah. to connect, and we want to make that emotional connection. We have to get it out. And so I tell men, if you just pretend that you're holding a bucket for her to get it all out in and just let her, like Katie's nodding.
It's true.
Get it all out. Hold the bucket. Don't say a word if she's saying, I just feel this and I just feel that. And you have to tell yourself, man, okay, don't take it personal. Don't take it personal. Don't take it personal. And she's going on and on trying to get the stress out, and you just hold the bucket. And then when she takes a breath and you look at her, you can say this to her. Is there more?
That's the best thing to say.
And there will be more. And yes, but what she will think in that moment when you say, is there more? She will think that you have held space for her to let it all out, and you're going to love her and not think she's crazy. Because we are afraid of you guys thinking we're crazy, and we're not. We just need to get it out. We sound crazy to you because you guys would never do that. Men would just never really emote that way. There are some men that do that, and typically men don't necessarily trust other men that are over-emotional. They think that guy's going to get me killed in the foxhole or whatever. But the point is that for women, we need to get it out. And just not taking it personal, holding the bucket for her, asking her, is there more you want to say about that? Yes, there is!
And then it makes it seem like they were listening when they mm-hmm. asked that question.
It makes them feel
they
like
not.
They were listening, and then guess what? We are madly in love.
Yes.
Well, me and my wife, when I have one, we handle our after the day was over differently. a little bit.
Yeah.
We both would need to unwind. So as soon as I came in the door, she'd go and grab the beers. And we'd meet in the office and sit down and have a couple beers and talk about each other's day. And that's how we did it after after a long day.
Well, that's nice. You connected with her.
Yeah, it was a connection. Yeah. But it didn't stress either one of us out because a couple of beers, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of calms everybody.
Something to look forward to and something relaxing.
Yeah, and if you do it every day, if you do it every day, it's
it is something to look forward to.
Yeah, and we do look forward to that.
Knowing that you can connection. Talk to them and knowing.
That sounds like an unhealthy. I'm sorry. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Drinking a beer?
Coming home. Well, I mean, for some people, if you do that every day, that could, it seems like it could be an unhealthy part to a relationship. Drinking beer every day. I don't know. Just saying.
Yeah. Well, it probably depends on the excessiveness of it.
Yeah. Well,
if, you know, like my grandparents, they had highballs every night at 5 o'clock, whatever a highball is. I don't know. I think it had an olive in it. Something.
Strong.
On the opposite end, my wife wants coffee every morning is what she wants.
There you go. Coffee in the morning.
Or you can do that.
Yeah. But I understand what you're saying, Jennifer. That, I mean, if that's an indulgence, it becomes an overindulgence.
Right.
And
yeah.
Leads to other, and that can lead to other problems. But, and then that's a whole nother, other issue. Yeah. A whole nother topic. But, so as she's, you know, emoting, she's going to feel like you've just created a safe space for her. You support her. Not only that, you're protecting her. It's a great feeling. And, you know, men, you do not have to track everything she's saying. You don't have to track every point she's making. You don't even have to remember what she said as much as it's important to kind of get what she's feeling. Oh, okay, you're sad. Yeah. I'm sorry. That made you sad, didn't it? Yes! Sorry. That made you angry. I bet that made you angry. That sounds like it made you angry. Yeah, man, I was bad. I was just... Oh, time for a commercial break. We'll continue this after the break.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
I was wondering if you were going to, like, Hello.
I got so into the song, yeah. I forgot.
I saw you.
I forgot what we were doing.
There.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Welcome to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle.
I'll pick worse song. I'll try. I'll try.
Got
you had her. Yeah, you had her going there. And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Talk Show. We have, Lemmy's not here tonight. She's out of town. So we have with us a couple of good friends and guests. Katie Garrett with Heavenly Donuts and my BFF over here, Jennifer Morgan. Our number here is 530-605-4567. If you don't want to call and talk to us on the phone, you can text Elle on her phone at
707-499-8999.
Thank you. Or you can message us on Facebook to Ask Elle or Ron Lim. And quickly, we're going to have Tyler, actually, tell us about our sponsor.
Let's see about the fourth time. K&S Staffing Solutions is a source for your workforce. They're there on Pacelli Lane. Phone number is 530-605-4517. They are perfect at solving problems. If you have an employment problem or an employer problem, you can solve both of them there at K&S Staffing Solutions. Again, the number is 530-605-4517. It is a source for your workforce.
Thank you, Tyler. Good job.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Okay, where were we?
We were talking about relationships. And while we were on that topic, someone did text in, so I'm going to read it because I think it was relevant to what we were talking about. And he says, generally speaking, every man is different. And that's true. I mean, there's going to be a variation on from how people experience it. And he says some men are more balanced and can transition faster than others. And I would agree with that. Yes. There's one thing I want to say to that, too. And then he also says communication styles are different. And we're going to talk about that in the next coming episodes. But something I do want to add, and then I want to get to you, Jennifer, something you said on the break. But there is a lot to do with how a man's brain is designed. And so a man has less connective tissue to the two hemispheres, between the two hemispheres, and than a woman does. So when women have 7 language centers, men have 1, and we have a lot of connective tissue. So we can go back and forth between the two hemispheres rapidly. A man that is left-handed has more connective tissue between the two hemispheres. So a man that is left-handed or ambidextrous is going to be able to access his feelings more easily.
What about a woman?
Huh?
What about a woman?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I'm a left-handed.
Yes, I'm left-handed too.
Yeah. That's a really good question. I don't know the answer to that one.
I can look it up.
Thank you.
That's very interesting with the guy.
And then another thing is if a male, and this goes both ways, for male and female, if the mother was pregnant and under a tremendous amount of distress in one of the trimesters, I can't remember which one it is, then that will inhibit. So for a male, if the mother's under a tremendous amount of stress, let's just say in the second trimester, I don't know that that's the one that is, then that will inhibit the production of the testosterone, and it will decrease the level of testosterone in that male child, and the opposite is for the female. If the mother is under a tremendous amount of stress, it can inhibit the development of the estrogen in that female, and therefore develop more opposite brain styles. So there's a lot of things that factor into how we show up in the world. Again, these are just generalities. But, Jennifer, I want to kind of go back to what you said during the break, because you were explaining, and I loved your explanation. You talked about how sometimes having a drink together every night is not necessarily a good thing. And I want to just hit on the fact that Jennifer and I are in the same line of work. And, you know, she works with people who are struggling with addiction issues, and as do I. So I'm just going to ask you to elaborate on that, because you made a really good point of why that could be a particular issue from your perspective.
Yeah, well, I mean, I do appreciate what Ron's story about how him and his, you know, ex would come home and they would have a beer and they would drink. But that can be very problematic, especially over time, because alcohol, as you know, is, you know, it inhibits people to relax and to talk and to do these things and to share of themselves. But then it can be problematic because it comes to habit, and then all of a sudden people need that beer to be able to relax and talk, and you know, and and share. And if you are somebody who can drink every day and not become an alcoholic or not crave, like, oh, I can't wait to go home because I'm going to crack open that beer, you know, I mean, that could be an okay thing. But generally speaking, we teach people to communicate, learn to communicate without involving alcohol. Communicate without involving
that's a great
substances.
Point. Yeah.
You know, it's just a healthier way of communication, and then you don't depend on the alcohol later on down the line to be able to share your real true feelings.
Right. In other words, if you're relying on that inhibition to be able to say what you need to say, then that becomes the habit. Yeah. Then it inhibits your ability to communicate better.
Correct.
Later on.
Correct.
So I saw the value in that. I just wanted you to say that because I thought you said it so well. On your side, Ron, what you guys were doing was you were creating a ritual.
Right.
And rituals they're important. They're important in relationships. Mm-hmm. They're important in family structures and social structures. And
And I'm not knocking your relationship, but for doing that. But how did that go? No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, look.
Uh-oh. Well, it wasn't from the beer. It was just one beer a night, but yeah, it was more of the ritual than it was the beer.
Yeah,
it wouldn't have mattered what you did. You could have just sat down and watched the Shopping Network. It didn't matter. You just wanted time with her.
The ritual of it. Yeah.
And left-handedness does increase connective tissue in both men and women. Just to answer your question.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. So from what I've read, and it's been a very long time that I've read this, and you can look it up too, Tyler, but the also left-handed men tend to be able to be more creative in terms and also analytical. So there's creativity. They may be musicians. They may be songwriters, artists.
Well, you know the saying, left-handed people are only ones that think out of their right mind, through their right mind.
That's spoken from a left-handed people. We've got a couple of left-handed in here. So you guys have an advantage.
Well, I'm right-handed, so that explains everything.
Yeah.
You're what?
I'm right-handed, so that explains everything. Why I'm not creative.
I'm left-handed.
You are, though.
I'm left-handed every time I hustle pool.
You guys are killing me tonight. This is good. So I want to talk about, because there are some women that will share with me that, hey, I like to take the lead. I like to be in control. I like to take charge. And there is an aspect to that that can be because if a woman is feeling overly anxious or feeling a lot of fear, anxiety, stress, distress. She's had a lot of trauma and abuse in her past and has felt very out of control in her life. Then that needing to take charge can actually be more about wanting to reduce the anxiety. And that feeling of needing to take charge is just about safety, wanting to produce safety in her life and maybe not being able to rely on people and having to step into that role for her. And maybe never had the opportunity to experience life where somebody else was her partner and support system and able to be there for her as a support system for her. So a lot of times a lot of times when women are in masculine energy, it's not necessarily because they're masculine. It's oftentimes because of trauma, abuse, abandonment, neglect, and needing to manage all that goes along with that.
Or just learning to be independent over the lifetime.
Yes. Yeah. And hyper independence is also from trauma. I don't need anybody. I can do it on my own. It's another sign of trauma.
Well, and even after losing my husband, I depended on myself only. And it's hard to try to step back into having somebody and depend on them and be okay with it.
Mm-hmm. So are you saying that, wait a minute, you're saying that after your, so when you were in your marriage, he did a lot.
He did a lot. I could say we're 50-50 on a lot of things.
Yeah.
And then when I lost him, I had to step up and do everything, and I just didn't want to depend on everybody.
Right. So that was kind of a learned independence, not so much a hyper-independence out of stress.
Learning.
That was like, okay, I need to learn to do these things.
But even now, just, people wanting to help me, it's still hard.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting the orange light, so it means we're coming to the end of our time tonight. And Tyler, I want to thank you for doing the commercials.
Yeah, you're welcome. That was
yeah, great. And I want to thank our guests for being in, Katie and Jennifer for being
you're
in
welcome.
The studio
thank
with us
you.
Tonight. Lenny, if you're listening, we missed you terribly. And always thank you for being a wonderful co-host, Ron.
Hope everything's going well.
Join us next week.
Drive home safely. Good night. See you next week.
Good night.
No one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job, your joke, your broke, your love might be alright. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. But when it hasn't been your day, week, your month, even your year, but I'll be there for you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.